Hello there, welcome and back. Welcome back. Man, I got to learn how to speak English. Welcome and back. I think that was half German. Welcome back. We are here live coming to you from San Francisco, California. This is the Build 2016 edition, and I have some fantastic guests for you. Incidentally, remember to ask questions, because we're going to be learning about some really interesting things. Right now, I have Gurdeep Paul, Corporate Vice President of Skype. Thanks so much for coming. And Lillian Rincon, who you saw during the actual keynote. I'm excited to have you. Skype has been literally connecting humans for many years, but it seems like we're on the eve or on the cusp of something a little bit different. Why don't we get into that a little bit?
It's huge. I mean, you know, conversation as a platform is the big news of today. I feel, you know, for the last 25 years, you know, we've been in the GUI era, and
Right. Now
I think we are moving to this whole humans
finally
yeah. into this. You know, the way I think about it is, so far we've had humans having to learn how what computers understand.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're in flipping the model. Now computers have to understand how humans communicate and really fall in line here finally. So
Right. So
I'm very excited about it. And of course, you know, the place where conversations happen is really Skype.
Right.
So we're super excited to show you conversation as a platform inside of Skype.
So let's talk about conversation as a platform as manifested in Skype. They talked a lot about bots. Is that translate over to Skype? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, totally. Agents and bots in Skype. That's the shortest way to think of it.
Okay.
But you know what? This is one of those things where it's easier to show than talk about.
Absolutely.
So now, you know, Skype is everywhere. iOS, Android, Mac. In fact, I've got it here running on my uh-huh. iPhone. So, you know, you can look at it. But I'm going to show you today in this next generation Skype client where we've integrated agents and bots.
Okay.
So let me take you through a scenario here.
Let's do it. And I love this because we had someone talk about bots earlier today, but it felt very ethereal. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. But the cool thing is that you're going to show us an actual real implementation.
Absolutely.
Okay,
this is all running code. So, you know, it's early and it's running.
Okay.
So you'll forgive me, right? Okay, so what you see here is the next generation Skype client, and you can see that Cortana is right here.
Okay.
It appears just like a contact, and it's right here, so I can say, hey, hi, and you know, I'm always polite to my bots
uh-huh.
and agents, that's what I've learned. So let's say, show me, so I'm new in San Francisco, show me some great vegetarian restaurants. So let's see. So Cortana should come back, hopefully. Oh,
no.
Great. Oh. So we could say, you know, which one is the closest? Oh, there's one.
Okay.
So now, you know, really, I found one, and I found, hey, something which is nearby. I'm speaking human language, right? Which one is closest? And now I can say, you know, show me a fast walking route, or show me the quickest. I'm just writing in my language.
Sure.
And oh, it says, can't answer that. You know, so I can say, well, you know, show me
the closest
walking. Sometimes Cortana's English is better than mine.
nice.
Okay, so you know, so now I've basically found a path to it. It showed me how long it's going to take. Now, I mean, this is San Francisco. You know, I've heard that expression that, you know, weather in San Francisco is fickle. So,
yeah.
So you know, what's the weather? You know, so I asked the weather. Oh, sorry, it says, show me the weather. Okay,
oh,
so now it's telling me, it says the weather, so I don't need an umbrella.
Yeah.
Now, what I kind of showed you here is that I had a kind of a task in mind. I've got to find a place, find a good place, find a near place, find the path to it, and then decide how am I going to walk to it,
right.
Whether I need an umbrella. I was able to do that with very, very, you know, without leaving that canvas in one place, pretty fast, in pretty much, you know, how I communicate.
Absolutely, and because usually, traditionally, this kind of thing, I'd have to go to Bing, I'd have to search, and then it'd bring a list, and then I'd have to click on this thing, and then I'd have to go to the other thing. Here, you're literally just asking, what's up? You know, where can I go to eat? How can I get there? What's the weather like?
You know, it's really amazing because, you know, I remember in the early days of GUI, you know, you put the mouse in front of somebody and they would like click, you know, like They didn't know that all the movement of the mouse, the clicking, the coordination. It was kind of a new sort of a navigation thing. This is human language.
Right.
You know, I had to adjust my English a little bit, but it was human language. And so it makes it so much more accessible.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you made a distinction between agent and bot. What's the difference?
Yeah, so, you know, bots are sort of purpose-built, so they really represent services. You know,
okay.
So you could have a bot for a coffee shop, you could have a bot for Yelp, you could have a bot for eBay. Agents are actually, they play a very important role, which is much closer to you. So, for example, a personal assistant like Cortana is an agent.
Mm-hmm.
It actually can work on behalf of you. It knows about you. It holds your state, mm-hmm. as it were. Now, I don't want, a coffee bot or a,
right.
you know, to hold my state. You know, I just want to go to it, get something done, and then, you know, my state sort of leaves with me.
Right.
But on the other hand, Cortana as an agent is really like a lot more personal. It knows a lot about me
and
can do things on my behalf.
So one of the things that we saw earlier with these proliferation of creating bots, let's say we make one for Skype, is there is this worry about privacy, right? You talk about an agent, Cortana, which is looking at what we're doing to help us optimize our workflow, and that's something that we protect as a Microsoft, as a company. Do the bots have access to this information? How does that interaction work?
This is a super important point. So, you know, the model we see is that the assistant has access to your information and has access to information all the time, right? But bots, they really enter in for a transaction. It's kind of like when you walk into a store today, you give your credit card, and it's the contract is that it's for that particular transaction. And it's not like, you know, from here on, the store can keep charging you unless you give them explicit permission
right.
to do that. So in the same way, you know, Cortana and the human, in this case, the user, has the state, and they only give as much state to a bot that is necessary for that transaction.
I see.
So that is the model, and wherever there is, you know, we want to be in a case of we really want to protect privacy, we want to protect all this confidential information, so we want to be in a mode of sort of almost very explicit and clear transaction of information back and forth to the bot. And this is super important because this is going to be where, you know, we really do everything in our work and life, mm-hmm. so that boundary has to be super, super tight.
And that, I love the analogy of sometimes there are certain transactions we enter into as human where there's information about our personal stuff that we have to give. Like I go to the doctor, I give him my insurance card.
Yes.
And you're saying that you can restrict bots to only have the information and context that they need and only for that transaction.
Yes.
I see.
And this is a really important area, and you know, we're doing a lot of work, a lot of thinking still going on. And I think as a society, as an industry, as a technology, we're going to figure out that right boundary over time. So
this brings up the next question about agent versus bots. Where does the intelligence lie? Is it in the agent? Is it in the bot? Is it in both? And then how are those things sort of, how do I get that information? Like how do I, because look, I mean, if I'm a standard developer and I've never used machine learning, I understand how it works. How do we use that intelligence?
Yeah, so you know, what's amazing about all this is that there's intelligence everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, now, clearly Cortana has a lot of intelligence. It understands, you know, language, it understands, you know, pictures, it understands many things. And all the systems and services have to be sort of there for Cortana to use, and that's how we built Cortana.
Right.
Now, bots tend to be sort of very specialist. For example, if you go to a bot for, a travel company,
uh-huh.
you know, they understand travel terms, they understand entities, they understand travel intent. So there's a different kind of intelligence, a much deeper intelligence,
and
much deeper data. Like if you're an airline which flies to Ethiopia, you know, you will have names there which you will understand better than, you know, a generic Cortana agent might.
I see.
So, it's really about how do you build these bots and agents, leveraging a lot of the intelligence services. And that's why I'm really excited about the Microsoft Cognitive Services that were announced today. Because Microsoft has been investing in this area for many, many years
right.
As part of Microsoft Research. Now we're really bringing a lot of these services available to developers. So as they're building bots, they can actually tap into these to figure out intent and insights and actions and entities really enable their bots in the most natural manner.
So I love the distinction that we make. There's generalized intelligence like speech and people saying stuff or people writing stuff or recognizing pictures. Is that the same thing as the, and I don't know if this is what it's called now, but the Project Oxford stuff from before?
Yeah, that stuff has all been rolled into Microsoft Cognitive Services.
I see.
And so they're all available to developers to go in and use as they're building these bots. And I mean, it's super important, right? Like, there's, of course, the general models that are there for understanding speech. But if you're, let's say, a doctor and you're working a particular field of medicine, you're going to have lots of terms and procedures and
right.
stuff. So, you know, you can come in and train some of the models so you can have much better accuracy. You know, I want to train a model to understand my teenage son, actually.
Right, yeah.
You know, so
good
understand
luck.
The language. Yeah, thank you very much.
I love the way that we have this sort of generalized human understanding with pictures and text and speech. But then you can make your bot very deep knowledgeable about your specific area so that what Cortana doesn't know hands off to your bot.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
So that's really interesting. So we saw a demo of you just interacting by yourself with Skype. Is there, how do these things sort of interact with groups of humans? Because I feel like that would be actually more important than just you with the computer.
Yeah, it is actually pretty cool. And because a lot of stuff gets done, you know, you're talking to friends or you're talking to colleagues, you know, you need sort of, you know, augmented intelligence or
right.
somebody sort of helping you out. So what we've done is we've made Cortana to be sort of pervasive in Skype. So you're having a conversation, you know, Cortana kicks in, or you can ask Cortana explicitly, and you can then, you know, continue that. So I could, you know, show you something.
Yeah,
there.
Let's
so,
do it.
So, you know, so I've got this group here, and, you know, okay, so my friend Yasmin, you know, wrote to me in that group and said, are you ready to meet? He says, yes, of course, but let's have coffee first. So I go, you know, Cortana, and I can say, so notice Cortana was not part of this group. All
right.
I did is I just invoked Cortana, and Cortana steps in and says, yeah, hey, here's some coffee shops. Now what Cortana is doing, now Cortana doesn't know how to make coffee,
yeah,
doesn't much
not.
About coffees, but Cortana knows that there are bots that who can help me complete the sort of the intent of coffee drinking.
Which is the generalized versus deep.
Exactly.
Sort of
and Cortana knows where I'm sitting right now, locations. It's not recommending me coffee shops in Paris.
Yeah.
It's recommending coffee shops here. So I've got one here, so let me pick one. So now, after I picked it, Silver Cup Bot was introduced into this group conversation that I'm having.
That's pretty amazing.
Okay, so I'm the Silver Cup, what would you like today? So I can say, you know, something like, what's good? So I get a bit of a menu back, hopefully. Yeah, so now, you know, I've got this. Now, by the way, this is happening inside the group conversation. So if Yasmin picks a coffee, you know, okay, hey, look, Yasmin picked iced coffee. You know, I can go and pick, let's say, an Americano. And great, so we're done with it. Do you want something else? It says, no, thank you. I pick that. So where should I deliver? Now, at this point, my location has been transacted to the bot
uh-huh.
right now. I say send it to my, you know, my current location. So it's acquiring the location. Hey, it's got our location right. It says who pays the bill.
Now that's kind of that's a real human interaction.
That's,
and now the awkward part.
Totally. And it so the bot in this case is aware that the type of conversation you're in is a group conversation. So instead of a one-to-one conversation, we give enough state. And now it can actually be smart about it. So it says, okay, I'll go ahead and pay. Great, I pay for the order. And you know, here we're showing you like how you complete the transaction as part of this. Of course, you know, the other paying methods and so on. And now you see, so it says, okay, the coffee's on its way. It's gonna stay in my conversation until it completes the task. So that's really important as well, because now it's basically completed the task and say, hey, it's on its way. And now, you know, this bot is pretty much done with his job and can exit the scene.
That is amazing. And notice that there's points where you're transacting certain kinds of information, like your location, your credit card, but that's it. It doesn't know anything else about the world. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So what's amazing to me is like every time I do this demo and show it to folks, like this is what I get. It feels so natural. You know, and if it feels right, you know this is going to be a big, big paradigm for the future.
Absolutely.
So it's great stuff. You know, the other thing which we're very excited about and we talked about in Satya's keynote today is this notion of video bots.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is great, feels very natural, but you know, Skype video, you know, well, so many people, so many billions of minutes of video a day on Skype. So how do we, you know, how do we really make sure that, you know, this intelligence can manifest itself through this video channel? Because, you know, that is also very human.
Yeah, it feels infinitely harder though. Like, I mean, obviously we're talking about, we're talking to some techs. NLP is, it's been around for 20, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
They're working. But now you're actually going to interact with something that is effectively more or less virtually real.
So it is super hard, but you know, whenever there's something super hard involved, I bring Lillian along.
Nice.
So Lillian, can you actually show us some of this? And you know, when you see it, it's really, really awesome. So, oh, by the way, we were having some networking challenges earlier. Hopefully this will go smoothly.
Okay.
I just wanted
to
set that
is a real agent that, or bot that we've built to show, you know, video, a video bot.
And you introduced this a little bit during the keynote, but we didn't get to see what that meant.
We didn't get to see it, yeah. So this is the first time we're actually going to show it to the world.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to call it.
Hello, Lillian. Hi. We here at the lab have invented something that is going to change everything. I give you the wheel.
Cindy, that's great, but it doesn't look very round.
What? Of course it's round. It's as round as my head. Okay, to be honest, yes, there is a major design flaw. We didn't pick a color. Maybe you can help us with that.
Sure. How about red?
Red. Bold.
Actually, since we're doing it in Skype, let's do blue.
Blue it is.
That's great, Cindy. Now help me understand the shape situation.
Okay. Hey, Phil, sounds like we better do the demo. Let's give her a roll.
Oh, man, I knew this would happen. No, come on.
All right, thanks, Cindy. I'm convinced.
Thank you. This has been a great day for science.
Holy cow. So my brain is exploding now with, and obviously this was very cartoony, but you can imagine a situation where a child learning something could interact with a video bot.
Totally.
You could imagine a situation where an engineer is interacting with a show me the specs to this thing and then showing them the specs and in 3D, you know? It feels really cool.
Totally, pretty cool. In fact, we are super excited about it. I think we also had a video because we wanted to capture the possibility of what does this model mean? Because a lot of times, you know, you put this in front of people, they're like thinking about, wait, what does that mean? You know, they really, and you can see that across work and life, across so many valuable scenarios,
right,
you can see it coming to life. Do you wanna show that?
Let's show that video. Yeah. Let's roll the videotape.
Skype video bots are reinventing the way that friends, family, and businesses get together. For the first time, we're enabling a very personalized experience for you to connect face-to-face with your favorite movie, game, or book character.
Let's try it in red. What about blue?
Blue it is.
Skype video bots extend the universe and availability of your brands. They use the power of video to immerse your customers in your products and services in a virtual manner. We are revolutionizing the way you interact with businesses and brands, from how you shop for clothes to how you buy a house. Skype is giving you the power to create your world. And with this technology, the possibilities are limitless.
Wow. So, I mean, this opens the possibilities up a lot wider, but the challenge feels a little bit greater. What are some of the tools that you're providing to assist developers in making these kinds of bots?
So the first thing, of course, is that our bot SDK, the Skybot SDK, you know, has to enable modalities beyond just text.
Right.
And this is something that we're really on the journey on. We're starting to open some of that. Some of the stuff you've seen is using some of those interfaces. Once you've got that, you know, this brings together, you know, there's a whole studio side of this where you actually produce these characters.
Right.
And then there's the natural language understanding part of it. So, you know, really all those have to be combined together and then, you know, connected through the video modality back to the user. So
that's amazing. Like, so we saw stuff with HoloLens superimposing sort of virtual onto the real world. Now what you're doing is you're bringing the virtual world into reality with Skype so that you can interact with it in very natural ways as well.
Totally, totally.
And it's an interesting thing. So let's get down into the nitty gritty for developers, right? This is obviously a developer show. What does it look like to construct a bot like this for Skype? Because this to me is very real. I could imagine every company having a Skype bot and you just say, actually, Cortana, hey, I need to get my suit pressed, or hey, I want to get a new dress for this thing that I'm going out to tonight. How do you get started with these kinds of things?
Yeah, so we have the Skype bot SDK in preview. Mm-hmm. That's available now. In fact, as soon as we announced it at the keynote, you know, this became live and we've seen lots of sign up. It's pretty awesome. So basically you go to this, you know, either developer.microsoft.com/Skype/bots, or you go to skype.com/developer and you go ahead and sign up for your bot. What it really looks like is that you have these webhooks that basically that get connected into the Skype bot platform. Now, either you call the service those directly, so you can invoke them and get callback, or we have an SDK in Node.js and C#. And you can pretty quickly get your Hello World bot going. So that's sort of the first step. Now, the question is, how do you really start understanding human language? Because
right.
every bot presumably has a different domain and so on. So for that, you know, we're super excited about these Microsoft cognitive services.
Of course.
Because I think, you know, these services really allow you, you know, you take a, so basically through the bot API that we have, you know, you're going to get a message from us, which is this, you know, JSON message. Mm-hmm. And you can see, okay, well, somebody's asking for coffee. Right? Now, what do? So you're a bot, you receive this, you know, this natural language text sentence. What do you do with it? Well, you got to figure out intent, you got to figure out entities, you got to figure out actions, you got to figure out context and so on. So we have now services which you can call and, you know, and you can now really leverage those. And you know, there's a bunch of tools around those services. For example, you know, you say, how many ways, you know, walk from here to there can be expressed in so many ways. So that we have really fantastic tools where you write it once, and because of all the work that we've done in mining the web and human expression around, you know, walk from here to there, we're going to automatically explode the language model to pick up all those references. So now you can associate that with, you know, some action that you want taken if this sort of a thing is recognized.
It feels like we're on the cusp of like science fiction, you know, when Scotty would talk to the computer and be like, hey, what's going on? And it would literally respond. And if you can imagine an ecosystem like you're envisioning of agents and bots and a lot of them, you could literally have a computer take care of a lot of the stuff that we do in the tasks.
Absolutely. I mean, tasks become simpler. I think Satya, the way he framed it in the keynote, that, you know, we really want this intelligence to augment humans.
That's right.
To really make humans superhumans, you know, but working side by side, and then I think is really what it's about. I mean, you know, when we did a year and a half ago a Skype translator, I mean, this thing was amazing, right? And really a collection of these kind of capabilities all put together in a scenario that is truly magical.
Cool.
So it's really just going on that journey.
All right, so to continue the conversation, we have some questions coming in. There's a lot of them. Any plans for enterprise use with conversation channels like Skype for Business? Are the bots coming to Skype for Business?
Yes, so we're working on that. We're not ready to announce that today, but we're working in a way that, you know, hopefully with the same platform and this thing, we can actually serve them up inside in businesses as well.
Awesome.
Now, we do see there are some more specialized agents and bots that are there for business needs, so, you know, we'll work on those as well.
Awesome. Richard from the Netherlands, the bots are said to use all Bing-supported translations. So can we use bots in other languages other than English?
So there are services today as part of the Microsoft Cognitive Services, which are actually translation services. So it really, you know, the way I like to talk about it is, we'll give you an anvil and an apple and you make some apple salad. You pick your pieces and you assemble them in any unique way that you want, so yes.
So as a developer, you're essentially, you have a set of services that you can tap into. to do stuff, and we're providing all the tools, all of the sort of the learning that we've done over the years to sort of inject into your bots.
Exactly, and it's not just about language. You know, there are a bunch of these services which let you do some very interesting thing with images.
Right.
Like we saw one in the keynote today where it's able to tell you inside an image what all is in the image. Oh, there's a table, there's a computer. So now, you know, imagine a bot which takes an image and, you know, it's now able to understand, you know, what is the context that you're talking about.
Right.
And it's able to, you know, you're able to use, you know.
That's well done. All right, so next one. Will I be able to create a bot that integrates with Skype? I think we just saw that.
Yes. You can go and sign up today and really go do it.
And that brings up another point, because I think we were talking earlier that if you're a developer, you might feel intimidated about these things. So what are you doing to help developers sort of get started? I hear there's like some events that you're planning.
Yes. So one is, I mean, I think the site is very, you know, it's pretty easy to work through. We have a hackathon coming up in the Valley here, and it's in May. So go ahead and sign up for that, and we're going to have a pretty fun event.
It sounds really
a lot
fun.
Of bots.
All right, Rob says, you can interface Cortana with your own app or with a bot. How do you determine which one are you using? So I think that brings up the distinction between agents and bots. Would you say that Cortana is more of like your specialized, that's you, and bots are more specialized for a particular vertical? Or how would you sort of make that differential?
Yeah, so I think the best model is that you think about Cortana as being your personal assistant.
Okay.
Your personal assistant goes with you wherever you go. If you go to Outlook, the personal assistant goes with you. If you go to Skype, it goes with you. If you're on the side of the Windows shell, it's there. And it knows the context you are in as well.
Right.
So, and it's always able to be there. And bots are really, you know, they come in as when you want something done, and they leave. When you want something done, they leave.
Very transactional in nature, only know what they need to know.
Exactly.
Sounds great. Rob, let's see, Steve at BSA, when will a bot pass the Turing test? I think we're well beyond Turing tests.
You know, here's a funny thing. We're well, in some ways beyond, you know, I always talk about it. You know, may never pass the Turing test, and we have passed the Turing test. That may be the best statement. You know, we talk about with Skype Translator. You know, today we have about 8 languages. So you say, well, does any human speak 8 languages? Yeah, maybe there's 1 or 2, but guess what? Can you translate from 8 to 8 languages? You know, that's 64 minus 8.
Right.
Okay, that's like, you know, 56 translations. You know, now you say, well, we've already passed what any human could do. And you know, every language we add one row and a column, and it's sort of it explodes. So I think we are in an era where the Turing test may not be the best bar to think about these things.
So we have about 2 minutes left. What is your pitch to developers? Sort of expand our vision as developers. How do we get started with this? How do we even start thinking about how to do this in our business? I already have an app. I already have a particular company. What should I do now that these bots are available?
Great. I would say if you have an app or if you have a website, go build a bot. The best model, you know, way I think about it is this. See, when in the era of web, the web was great, but basically, you know, when somebody visited your site, they came in with so many different intents. And basically, the burden was on the user to find their way through your site, and that created lots of challenges with how you present your information, the information architecture, and so on. The good thing is, instead of the browsing metaphor, you know, we have the conversational metaphor. I come in, and in one sentence, I tell you my intent. So you can have a much more focused, efficient interaction with the user, which hopefully translates to better business, et cetera, et cetera. So go build bots.
In the last minute, our mission statement, right, is on all our employee badges, is empowering every person and organization in the world to achieve more. How does this pay that vision off?
Oh, this just lets you achieve more, faster, better. It totally fits in.
That's awesome. So, final minute. Where can devs go to find out more, to get started, to start hacking on this stuff?
Yeah, developer.microsoft.com/Skype/bots, or go to skype.com/developer. Takes you to the same place. You can sign up, start writing we take you through stages of building a bot, start doing it now, and come to the hackathon.
That's awesome. So, we have about 30 seconds. I'm going to take one last question. It says, you use bots by talking to Cortana via Skype, whereas Cortana is another Skype contact. Is the same possible by using Cortana directly, or do we route to Skype? When is it good to use Cortana on Windows versus Skype, or should we just always just do it at Skype?
It's wherever you are. I mean, if you have a device handy, you can talk to Cortana. The good news is the context is the same. So it's not like Cortana 1, Cortana 2, right. Thing 1, Thing 2.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for spending. This has been very eye-opening. I'm going to start writing a bot right now for Channel 9. We should. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Super.